I'm Paul Lancour with podtech.net. As your organization's call center becomes more and more complex, it might be time for you to look into call center virtualization. Implemented properly, virtualization can save money while optimizing performance. In this podcast, Julian Korb of Bearing Point outlines the benefits and the risks and explains how to maximize those benefits of such a change to virtualization. I started by asking him to define call center virtualization for us.
The concept of a virtual call center is the ability to connect multiple locations and to have these multiple locations function as a single call center. And whether we're talking about multiple call center facilities that will be connected together, or if we actually expand the call center capabilities beyond the call center facility and add actually some agents that are not necessarily located in a call center, but in a branch location or at home, that would be part of the call center. So you have all these multiple locations where you have agents that are actually going to function as one single and logical call center. And the idea is really to enable transactions and calls to be routed to any agent in any location based on a series of criteria that you would define in advance.
And with that in mind, perhaps you can give us a little bit of context. What are the key business drivers right now behind the move to call center virtualization?
We primarily see two key business drivers. The first one is around cost reduction, and the second one is really around the ability to increase customer satisfaction. If we take the first one, the cost reduction is fairly simple. In one hand, and prior to the virtualization, you have a series of decentralized call centers that are costly to manage and to maintain, potentially difficult to administer as multiple groups of agents that are not under the same logical grouping. You have a very large number of calls going from one call center to the other that increases significantly the transport costs and any type of transfer events that might happen from one agent in one call center to another agent in another call center simply increases the overall cost from a transport perspective, from a management perspective, from a people perspective. And the concept really of the virtualization will imply that you actually centralize the technology, the people supporting the call centers, and the logic that is in essence the call center or the call routing capabilities, and therefore reduce the overall cost of maintaining and managing the call centers. So that's one very specific business driver. The second is around the customer satisfaction. And we've seen a lot of companies, specifically starting with the financial services industries, in the retail banking space and the insurance space, trying to enhance the personalization of the calls and provide better service to their customers to eventually increase customer satisfaction. And they found that call center virtualization was a way to better serve their customers and increase the satisfaction in multiple ways. The first one is when a customer calls your company, whether it's for a request for a specific service, to add a product, or to change a specific subscription, you have the ability to route the call to the right resource with the right skill sets. So instead of having to be limited by one specific region that would be covered, or one specific regional call center and the skill set that you have in that call center, you really start to have access to the entire population in your enterprise and then being able to route the call to the right person. So it increases the ability to better serve the customers. And the second way is really to provide non-traditional call center agents the ability to act as a call center agent. So one specific example is the branch representatives. Whether you work in a retail bank again or in an insurance, you have the banker that is serving a certain number of customers that suddenly is going to receive the calls directly to his branch office from the customers that want to speak to their own representative. And that really provides the branch reps, if you will, the ability to have more directed, they know their customers better, they have more directed questions or ways to serve their customers. They also have the abilities to, when they receive the call, to have a lot of customer data provided to their desktop, like it would happen in a call center environment. And really, this data helps them to identify other opportunities to increase revenue, whether it's cross-selling, upselling, or simply the ability to just better serve the customer and then have the customer be retained and be attracted by the other offers that the representative would provide or would present to him or to her.
So what you're saying is it offers not only an opportunity to better manage the call center, but also to increase functionality of that call center and improve the customer experience.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Those are very valuable business drivers. What's going on technologically that's making this possible then at this time?
Well, we have seen emergence of new technologies that actually started a few years back, but have recently penetrated the call center space with a much higher adoption rate, if you will. The first one, which is somewhat the basis of the framework for this work, is voice over IP. And that's really the ability to converge multiple systems into a single IP-based system. And that's the kind of concept of convergence from a data network perspective, a voice perspective, and an application perspective, where you'll have the ability on a single network to carry the different traffic associated with the call center calls or the call center applications. And that provides the virtualization concept. Everything is running on top of the data network, leveraging voice over IP, you transfer the calls the same way you transfer the data. And that provides the virtualization that you can get, so that really you can bring down the boundaries between the call centers. That's really the first technology, and voice over IP is kind of the framework. The second one is we've seen significant increase in the data network technologies that would actually connect these call centers together, and that would bring more reliability or flexibility in the data network. So MPLS, for example, is a technology that appeared probably 5 or 6 years ago, but we've seen much higher adoption rate in the last couple of years of people implementing MPLS network within their customers. And that's a new technology that really enables this flexibility in your management of your bandwidth and more reliability in the network itself. So people started to be more comfortable having their customer calls being carried on the data network. And the third trend, I guess, it's not necessarily a technology, but it's more a trend in the technology space, is we've seen a multiple progress or evolution or maturity gains when we look at the call center specific applications and the ability to centralize or consolidate these applications to serve multiple call centers. 10 years ago, you had one application per location and you couldn't leverage the same application for other locations. Now we've seen progress in the technology used by the vendors. I'm talking about the vendors for computer telephony integration systems, for self-service systems, for quality management systems, or voice recording, having the ability to actually have one single system that would actually span across multiple call centers and the ability to be centralized if you're a centralized system that would actually cover multiple locations and multiple agents. The new technologies that these systems are relying on enable the increase in capacity and the flexibility that the centralization required to enable this virtualization. So again, if we look at the evolution of the technologies and why now is really the time where we see people implement call center virtualization, either on voice over IP, the increase in reliability of the data network through MPLS, and the ability to centralize the call center application and distribute the services from a single location.
So if I see how appealing this is to me from a business driver point of view, and I understand that the technology is available to make this widely available and available to me in my organization, what should I be considering then? How should I be looking at my organization when looking into call center virtualization?
Well, that's a bit when, to come back to the drivers we talked about earlier, right? If you centralize or you virtualize your call centers, you always have the ability to reduce costs. And there's always the cost-saving carrot, if you will, that our clients are looking at. Again, as I mentioned earlier, the centralization of the hardware and the technologies supporting multiple locations, centralization of the resources enables you to streamline your organization and therefore to reduce costs. So that's always a benefit and an opportunity for any enterprise that would like to move to the virtualization concept. The second is really the customer satisfaction driver that we discussed earlier. And that would, I guess, depend on the complexity of your business, the complexity of the services you provide in the call center, and how many different services you provide, how much skills your agent required, what is your level of segmentation of your customers, and what are the opportunities for cross-selling or upselling of your products. So if I look at different industries, We've seen the airline industry, for example, moving into virtualization primarily for cost savings. But at the end of the day, there's not a lot of different segments in the customer base, and the agents in an airline call center are more or less all providing the same type of services. And I'm exaggerated a bit, but that's kind of to illustrate the process. If you look at a bank or a credit card company and the complexity of the products that a bank can offer to its clients and the ability to, I mean, we see like the credit card company is getting to the insurance business, right? So how do you need significant skills and training for your agents to be able to cross-sell some of the credit card products and the insurance products and potentially some banking products if you're looking at a large retail bank. And therefore, the more complex your business is, the more benefits you'll get from a customer satisfaction, because the more you can leverage the concept that I described earlier around the virtualization, how it helps increase customer satisfaction. So when you look at your enterprise, you really look at the cost savings on one side and the opportunities to reduce cost. I mean, if you have a single call center supporting your business and it's a fairly straightforward, there's kind of one business unit, one set of products, there's not a lot of gain in virtualizing the call centers and adding agents from other locations. But if you have a complex business, multiple lines of business, multiple activities, large number of call centers with a large number of agents, then you can really get the benefits from a cost savings perspective and customer satisfaction perspective that most of our clients are considering when they move to the virtualization concept.
So I wonder if you could give us an example then of implementation of call center virtualization, what that would look like specifically.
Sure. Over the last couple of years, working with our clients on call center virtualization, we've developed somewhat of a systematic methodology that mitigates the risk. The call center is a revenue generator entity that most of our clients want to protect. So when you implement the virtualization concept, when you introduce change, and therefore you introduce risk, you need to really have a methodology that's a phased approach that's going to systematically look at the risk you're taking as you get into the virtualization and mitigate these risks. So the way we do this is I'm taking the example of that's actually something we've done recently, which is a large insurance company, 10,000 agents across 11 different call centers, multiple lines of business, multiple functions. There were some service agents, some sales agents, some marketing agents across multiple lines of business. And obviously, the clients were concerned about the implementation. I mean, they really bought into the concept of virtualization, but they wanted to make sure we would leverage a risk-mitigated or risk-adverse approach to implement it. So the first step, going back a bit to the different technologies we mentioned earlier, is to first implement voice over IP between your different locations. Again, as I mentioned, voice over IP is the framework or the basis for the virtualization concept. So the first thing you do is you implement the capability in your data network to carry the voice traffic and to carry the customer calls. And you deploy voice over IP between the call centers as well as between the different locations where you might have agents, whether it's home offices, whether it's branches or headquarters, all the people that eventually will get into the virtualization concept. The second thing you do is you start to centralize in your data centers, because this is where you have the most reliability in your technology environment, you centralize the trunking, and that actually works fairly efficiently in most cases. And in the case of the insurance company I mentioned earlier, this is where you take all the different connectivity to the telephony, the public telephony network, from the different call centers, and you centralize them into a single location, which typically would be a data center, and you make all the calls go through this location. And then the calls will be distributed to the right call centers with somewhat traditional load balancing capabilities. At this point, again, the intelligence still relies within each of the locations, so you have not centralized intelligence yet. So you do some fairly traditional load balancing between your different locations where you send the calls, and then you treat actually the calls in the call centers. That's the second step, centralization of the trunking. Third step is you centralize the brains. You take all the intelligence from a call routing perspective you have in each of the call centers, and you consolidate this into the central location. That's, I guess, probably the most significant change from a risk perspective, and where you need to really get into the details of the right architecture, the right technology supporting it, and the right testing and the right backup scenarios, if you will, if you have to actually backup through the implementation. And that's, again, taking all the different ACDs, really, or the technologies you have for the call routing, back into the central data center where you're actually going to manage all the calls from there. And the fourth step in our methodology is you centralize the applications. You centralize the computer telephone integration, the self-service applications, the quality management applications. You do them one by one, by which you actually take all the different applications that are in different call centers today, and you actually centralize them into the data centers where you have the trunking and you have the ACDs that are managing all the call routing for all the call centers and all of that. So that's really where you start getting the cost savings from a technology perspective, and instead of having a redundant infrastructure in each of the call centers, you actually streamline this and deploy only one infrastructure in your data center. So that's kind of the systematic methodology we go through. The concept is you gain the benefits, not at the end of the overall program, but when the entire agent population of a specific business unit is virtualized. So what we recommend is you actually do your virtualization business unit by business unit. Instead of doing location by location and you have 11 contact centers and you have one by one the contact centers being centralized into the data center, you do it by business unit so that you actually make the benefits of the customer satisfaction increase, if you will, as soon as you're done with one business unit, as soon as you're done. You don't have to virtualize an entire call center facility in order to gain the immediate benefits. You actually do by business unit, and then you actually not only mitigate the risks further because you don't cut out a call center in one single weekend, because you will cut out each business unit one by one in that contact center, so you have a bit more time, but also you gain the benefits for that business unit specifically earlier in the game because you don't need to wait for the entire enterprise to be virtualized to gain the customer satisfaction benefits we mentioned earlier. In some instances, you might delay some of the cost savings, but really the most cost savings are coming from the centralization of the trunking and the centralization of the brain. So once you have that, really doing business unit by business unit for the applications is where you can actually gain the benefits in the most efficient way.
So, Julian, thank you very much for taking some time out and talking to us today about call center virtualization.
You're welcome.